Members of Congress are heading back to their home states for a 4th of July recess. When they return, they'll have just 3 weeks to tackle a large stack of unfinished spending bills. Their legislative work will then be cut short by party conventions and campaigning before the November election. Still, the Senate's Republican leader has blocked off part of next month for a debate on a controversial bill that has not been approved by any Senate committee. It's a proposed constitutional amendment to restrict marriage to a union between a man and a woman. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
There have been many bills over the last quarter century to amend the Constitution, and every one of them has first gone through careful drafting and amendment by the Senate Judiciary Committee. But the so-called Federal Marriage Amendment is going straight to the Senate floor with no such prior action. At a meeting yesterday of the Judiciary Panel, Wisconsin Democrat Russell Feingold said the proposal was being rushed to the Senate floor.
I think this is a serious mistake and most unfortunate breach of the tradition that we've had for many years of considering amendments to our country's founding document in the Judiciary Committee.
Orrin Hatch, the committee's Republican chairman, replied that the matter was out of his hands.
I appreciate the distinguished senator's remarks. The leadership has decided that that's the way they're going to handle it, and that's all I have to say about it.
Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin said he suspected the bill's hasty passage to the Senate floor was all about election year politics.
It strikes me that someone is hell-bent in your leadership to get this matter up before a certain convention in the state of Massachusetts.
Democrats accuse Republicans of trying to get them to take a public stand on same-sex marriage right before they go to Boston to nominate John Kerry for president. But Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist denied he was playing politics with the marriage amendment.
It's a matter of timing in my mind. People have brought up, is this politically driven? Are you bringing it up because it's before conventions? The answer is absolutely no. I didn't set the time of May 17th for activist judges in Massachusetts to radically redefine what marriage is all about.
Frist acknowledged that even if a federal marriage amendment does win a two-thirds majority in the Senate, which at this point appears at best a long shot, it would be quite some time before it could actually become law. But he said he felt obliged to get it started. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.